This is The State of Things. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson in for Frank Stacio. Justin Robinson and the Marionettes are, to paraphrase a popular song lyric, a little bit country, a little bit hip-hop soul. The Durham-based band hit the local music scene last year with a big bang and an EP called Precious Blood. Frontman Justin Robinson was still riding high from earning a Grammy Award with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, the popular old-time string band he co-founded in 2005. And the Marionettes isn't a complete departure for Justin. The traditional folk vibe is still there, but the music is edgier, moodier, more eerie. The band's debut CD is called Bones for Tinder, and I'm pleased to welcome Justin Robinson and the Marionettes to the studio today. They are Josh Stoll on bass, Kira Moore on vocals and violin, cellist Elizabeth Marshall, Sally Mulliken on vocals and viola, and Justin Robinson on vocals and auto harp. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you all here. Justin, the Marionettes first came together as a side project while you were still with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. How did the band get started?
So I was playing originally under another name. It was just me and another guy named Will Dawson. It was called Birds or Monsters. And then out of that project came the Marionettes. And so I wrote a really funny ad on Craigslist to see who would respond to this really insane ad that I wrote looking for musicians, and Josh responded.
What did the ad say? What was
I don't even remember. It had the words magic written a lot in there, probably. And then Kira is a friend of Greg Humphreys, who I know. I've known Sally for quite a while, and Elizabeth and Sally used to work together. So it's sort of all
the magicians came together.
So
you left the Chocolate Drops after the band won a Grammy in 2010. And, I mean, of course, what a time to walk away. What was behind your choice to leave that group?
Well, the choice happened before we won.
Okay.
Right? So I just didn't – I don't like touring. So I don't – that's just not the life that I prefer to lead. And so it just so happened that I left at the same time that we won the Grammy. And it was kind of perfect timing if I had planned it that way. But I didn't. It just kind of happened.
Well, so how did the songs that you were arranging for the Marionettes, how has that taken you into new artistic territory?
Well, it's I have a lot of different musical influences. So I've listened to a lot of music and played a lot of kind of music growing up. And so I felt like I wanted to synthesize that all in one. I want sort of people to hear what's going on in my head sometimes. And so it's all of these things. It's sort of like a little bit of a country vibe, a lot of classical music, a lot of hip-hop, all those things I grew up with. So I wanted to feel that felt more authentic to me as a performer, as an artist.
And certainly everyone here, everyone in the band comes from varying musical backgrounds, which is really interesting.
Yes.
Well, I want to hear some of this, but first I do have to ask about the name of the band, because and for those listening, it's not Marionettes like the puppet, it's Mary Annette. But as far as I know, no one here is named Mary Annette. So where did
it's Josh's middle name.
Yeah, Josh. Mary, yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
Where did the name come from?
I like puns, and it just happened to work. I was looking for band names for a while, and this one happened to work. Somebody very special to me suggested the title, and I was like, yeah, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect because it's sort of a little bit a hint of like older bands who is, you know, it's, you know, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. It's always somebody and the somebody else's, right? And I like that sound.
It works on a couple levels also because we're kind of like Justin's puppets. We do.
Dance.
If he wants us to dress up, we dress up.
Hey, you guys like dressing up.
Listeners can't see, actually, but he actually has them all on strings right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is, it's quite impressive.
In Victorian finery.
Yeah, though. It's really great. I would love for you to play us a song right now. What are you going to play for us first?
This song's called Neptune. I wrote this when I was on the road with the Chocolate Drops, and I wrote it in Iowa. And the song just feels Midwestern to me for reasons unknown.
All right, Justin Robinson and the Marionettes on The State of Things.
She was carried off
by the wind. Freight trains and broken limbs, she met a blustery end. I had a loved one, she was carried off by the sea. Blue, black, and foamy, he cried out to me. Out to sea, yeah, down to the bottom. Out to sea now, Neptune's got him. Out to sea, yeah, down to the bottom. I had a loved one who lived up in the clouds. Rain down on me, wrapped it in a misty shroud. I had a loved one who lived out in the snow. So cold and blinding through my blankets, she did flow and slowly filling up my floor, breaking down the door.
Justin Robinson and the Marionettes here on The State of Things. Their CD is Bones for Tinder. That was lovely, guys. Thank you. Justin, I want to ask you that you said you wrote that song in Iowa and that it had a Midwestern feel, but it also starts out with there's a mention of a freight train, a very iconic Southern thing as well. You grew up in Gastonia on the border of North and South Carolina, and I guess what one might call an authentic Southernness can be heard in some of your music. Do you consciously root your sound in a place like that?
No, I don't. What I think is coming out is the fact that I can't not do it. I can't not be who I am. I can't not be where I'm from. I can't have not heard all the music that I heard growing up. So I think for me, it's very hard to get away from that. So I think that a lot of that does come through, not intentionally necessarily. I was born in North Carolina, and so I've lived here my whole life. And so I think that that just sort of comes through in everything that I do.
One of the things I want to talk about is that this band as a whole, not only are you great musicians, but you're also a group of people that if I were stranded in the woods, I would want to be with all of you. I know that Josh, you're actually an electrical engineer as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And Sally, you're a luthier.
Yes.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Luthier.
Mm-hmm. Luthier,
or
yes.
Luthier, and if you want to be French.
Oh, well, always. and in fact, you made the instrument that you are playing right now.
That's correct.
So, and Justin, you are getting your master's degree in forestry.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me about that. I mean, how did you get interested in that subject?
I've been interested in it for a long time. I didn't realize that you could get paid for going into the woods and burning stuff down. I think that's awesome, first of all. And so it's something I wanted to do for a long time.
And ice cream and embroidery as well.
Oh, yeah, that too.
A man of many talents.
Some talents anyway.
You have a frozen treat business called Pearl Grey.
I do, and so that's a seasonal thing that'll be starting up for all you Durham people. It'll be starting up in May. It'll run from May until September. And it's the frozen custard that I make the kind of stuff that I want to eat. So I like it, so I assume other people will too.
And your embroidery work was on the cover of the Marionettes' first EP, Precious Blood. How long have you been handy with a needle and thread?
Well, that started when I was on the road with the Chocolate Drops. Being in the van so much, your hands get very antsy, and so does your mind. And so I filled it. I don't like to knit or do anything like that, and you can only read so much. So I started embroidering, and so I did this big project that took about 4 or 5 months. And it spanned a couple continents, actually. And it became the cover for the EP. I don't have the time to embroider. Embroider is something that you sort of you have to have a lot of time to do.
I see. So not something you can just do while burning down some forest and eating ice cream. You have to have more time.
You have to have more time. You know, after you get over the age of, you know, 65, I think it becomes a lot easier.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait a while then. Will you play another song for us?
Yeah. Well, this one is called Butcher Bird.
Okay.
When first you alighted, what a handsome little bird. You sang and you twittered, I hung on every word. Charmed by your beauty, your avian wit. I'd go to my window, I'd run and I'd sit. I'd meet you each noonday, you'd sing me a tune. Woe and disaster, heartbreak too soon. Sweet and melodic, I tried to match your pitch. I loved all your feathers, each muscle each socks. We stopped on a branch to breathe and to rest, and out came your claws right through my chest. As you ripped me wide open, I thought I'd misheard. You're the butcher bird. First come the lightning, now here's the thunder. Oh, butcher bird, oh, butcher bird. Oh, butcher
Justin Robinson and the Marionettes playing here on The State of Things. Another wonderful song. Justin, you want to just say a little something about that song? It's, I mean, the lyrics are a little gruesome at times.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how my mind works. that song is a butcher bird is a kind of its name has another name called the loggerhead shrike. It's a small bird that lives here, and it's by the size of a sparrow. but it wants to be a bird of prey, essentially. But it doesn't have talons or claws. And so what it does is that it will impale its prey, small insects and small rodents, on barbed wire and thorns. And so that's how it kills its prey and tears it apart.
Hmm.
It's a really pretty little bird if you've ever seen it. But it's kind of the devil.
Well, you know, one of my favorite things about the sound of the group and then reading reviews of your work is when people try to give it a name to the sound of your music. And it's certainly on the album, there's some much harder driving stuff as well, and a little bit of rapping even. So I've heard chamber hop, and post Civil War hip hop. That was an odd one.
Yeah.
So do you have a name, one of those that you like, or prefer none of them?
None of those. They all fit. They all fit, and sort of none of them fit at the same time. I think what we're trying to do here is play music that we like, that we enjoy, and so that takes all sorts of forms and doesn't necessarily need to be any one genre. I mean, I guess.
All right, well then we won't name it, and we will just let you play us out of the show, and so we can hear some more of it. First, I want to thank all of you for joining us today, and people can hear more of your music where, at your website?
Yeah, it is Justin Robinson and the Marionettes, or to shorten that, JRMAS.com.
And they'll celebrate the release of their CD, Bones for Tinder, on February 25th with a party at King's Barcade in Raleigh. The event starts at 9 p.m. That's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Isaac D.V. Aronson. Frank Stacia will be back Monday. Once again, Justin Robinson and the Marionettes.
I hope I'm still sane.